Brace yourself. You're about to enter the Skull Hole, where we talk anything and everything Minnesota Vikings. Don't forget to bring a change of clothes. It might get dirty. Here are your hosts, Draft Season's Own, One Bar, and Lus.
All right, welcome back to Skull Hole. I'm One Bar with Lupagus.
Round one is in the books, and I think it was a pretty entertaining round one overall, wouldn't you say so?
Oh, yes. We've had, I think over the last couple of years, they haven't been boring, but they've nothing overly crazy. We got some crazy stuff happening yesterday, which was awesome.
It was a perfect amount of crazy. But first of all, before we get into the draft, let's talk about the draft itself. It started a little bit late, and then what the hell was this contest? I don't give two shits about a 100-year ticket contest to three people who look like they have 5 years to live amongst the three of them. No one cares, Goodell. Start the draft. We don't want to see that. And then another thing that I just didn't understand. If you're in Tennessee, why would you go there, stand in the rain, when you're like six blocks back and watch? I mean, that line of people went on, like, went on for a mile. So, yeah, I know the NFL is trying to get too damn cute with the draft in its locations. Put it back in the theater where you can get everybody inside, not to worry about the weather. I think people are just there to get wasted. I mean, you probably only have, you know, a couple thousand fans who actually care at that point, who get excited. So, I don't know. That, to me, was kind of goofy, the whole setup. So,
yeah, that didn't bother me one bit. They had 200,000 people there, so they must be doing something right. If they want to get wet, let them get wet.
People pay to get wet.
All right, let's just hop right into this first round. You know, let's talk about every damn pick that's there. So let's start. You know, it started off pretty standard. Nothing crazy with those first three picks, but Arizona takes Kyler Murray, number one overall.
Yeah, no shocker there. That's Cliff Kingsbury's boy, and he went and got him.
Yeah, shame on them.
And then Niners did what they expected to do, got Nick Bosa at the second pick. So.
Nick Bosa, they're going to have one hell of a defensive line. D Ford, you got those D tackles. That's going to be good.
Yeah, but they should have had a great line years before this. They keep drafting first round linemen.
Well, they'll get it right one of these times.
You think so?
Jets take the big man. This was one that I thought could go Ed Oliver, could go Josh Allen, but they stuck to their guns. Quinnen Williams.
Yeah, good pick. I think it was probably the right choice there.
He looked like he was 9 years old in a big man's body. It was kind of fun to watch him.
And then you hear him talk, he sounds like he's four. But
he plays like a grown man, though. That's all that matters.
He sure does. Then this is when things took a little bit of a surprise turn here. Oakland Raiders at pick four take defensive end from Clemson, Clelin Ferrell, or as the commissioner called him, Clelin Ferrell.
Ferrell, yeah. Way to go, Mayock. Way to lay a big old giant turd with your first pick.
Yeah, what the hell? I mean, you're picking in the top four. You need to get one of the elite players in this draft. And to me, there was maybe five or six. You didn't do that here. I mean, Ferrell's a fine player. I had him, you know, slotted in the early 20s. To take him at four is a huge reach, and I'm not sure what the hell Mayock was smoking on that one.
Yeah, he's gonna be good, no doubt. But when you got guys like Josh Allen on the board, Ed Oliver, oh, man, you better be right. I mean, he can definitely get to the quarterback. He's put up big numbers at Clemson, but you got to look at that Clemson defensive line, too. He had a lot of help up there. So,
and if you don't want those other guys, try to move back and get Ferrell. You got to have some understanding of the board.
Well, maybe that was their boy. They had to have him. They got him. But that was, you know, selfishly, I enjoyed that quite a bit. I love seeing those.
I love those
too.
They don't happen to us. I love when they happen too. Buccaneers went with their expected guy, Devin White.
Yes,
even with Josh Allen there, that was a little bit surprising. And Ed Oliver too. I thought they could have gone either way, but they stuck with their boy,
Devin White. They got rid of Alexander, their linebacker, so he's going to fill that need right away, and White's going to be damn good.
Yeah, he is. He's going to come in on that pony.
Oh, and hold on. Do you smell that?
Yeah, it smells like a shitty pick.
I smell a really, really shitty pick from the Giants.
Yeah, they filled the bowl last night.
Daniel Jones, the holy shit pick. People are not being nice as they should about this. This is kind of like a Christian Ponder scenario where it seems very forced. He's not that good, and it was extreme reach.
Well, yeah, but there was some smoke about this, you know, being a possibility. So unlike the Ferrell pick.
Yeah, and like round seven.
At least this was, you know, I seen this at six a couple times. It was mentioned on, you know, I was like, no freaking way. But they must see something in this kid that no one else does. And they took him at six. I mean, you also have a pick at 17. He most likely would have been there.
Yeah, they take him over Dwayne Haskins, you know, even Drew Locke, who's still on the board. But still, I think I would rather have Drew Locke than Daniel Jones. You look at what Jones did in college against elite competition. He did nothing. He did actually really, really bad.
Well, and then there's also Josh Rosen, who could probably be had for like a second-round pick. I don't know what Dave Gettleman is doing in New York. It just seems like he does not have a clue.
Yeah, he doesn't really have a clue really anytime he's done anything. I'm surprised he has a job. Poor Pat Shurmur. I mean, even him, they're saying like, yeah, you could sit for 3 years. You know, what the hell? They could have, yeah.
No, it's
very, very odd pick, but yet, once again, very enjoyable to watch.
I enjoyed it myself, too.
Very enjoyable.
So I think the biggest steal here is the next pick, Jaguars getting Josh Allen at seven. I mean, wow.
Well done, Jags.
Yeah, they didn't have to do anything. They just sat there and watched the board fall in front of them.
They still got some really good pieces on that defense, and now they add Josh Allen to it. If they can turn that thing around on offense, they're going to be damn good.
Yep, absolutely. And then the Lions, TJ Hockenson, great pick for them.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I didn't want this guy to end up in the division, but I am very, very happy he's in Detroit and not in Green Bay.
Yeah, Hockenson, he's going to be we're going to have to face him twice a year, and he's going to be pretty freaking good.
He is. He looks like a little hobbit out there. His cute little elf face.
I don't know what noise a hobbit makes, otherwise I'd make it.
They just talk like humans.
Oh, my God, I'm embarrassed.
Buffalo Bills, this was another steal, in my opinion. Ed Oliver.
Ed Oliver, man. He just looks mean. I think he's going to do some real good things for those Bills.
Everybody's figuring he's going to be the next Aaron Donald, and he could definitely be that. I thought this guy could have gone as high as four or three even to the Jets. So to get him at nine is a great value for the Bills.
Yeah, then at 10, Pittsburgh trading up from
big
pick,
trade.
Trading up from pick 20. I had this guy mocked to him at pick 20, and you know what? They just had to get up and get him. They got him.
Yeah, they gave up a first next year, the first this year, and a third to get some Bush. You ever given them that much up for Bush before?
No. I've taken some people bowling for Bush before.
Did it work?
No.
Yeah. This gives the Steelers a new identity on defense when they've kind of lost themselves in defense the last couple of years. So maybe Bush is the focal point and someone they start building around.
It was definitely a hefty price, but Bush is going to be good. And like you said, that has been a need since
it's been a while.
Shazier went down and even before that. So 11, Bengals. This is the first time as a Vikings fan you see one guy come off the board that hurt a little bit in the heart. They get Jonah Williams.
Yeah, he was my number one hope, my biggest crush, and they broke my heart, the damn Bengals.
Yeah, so Jonah Williams, the first big man off the board
and
at 11.
As a tackle is what he was listed as when he was drafted, so maybe they're pitching him there over on the left side.
Yeah, so then we get to 12, another interesting one. The Packers kind of threw a mild curveball, Rashawn Gary.
Yeah, and the only reason this is a curveball, you know, Gary's a good value at 12, but they just went out and signed Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith, and now you take another guy. I mean,
well, they're loading up that defense, that's for sure. I mean, Gary's going to be a good player for him. Like you said, he's going to be a nice addition along with those free agents, and that'll be an interesting one to watch.
It will be.
They've definitely struck out in the past were defensive linemen in round one, no doubt.
They have Dolphins. They bypassed a quarterback here to get D-tackle Christian Wilkins from Clemson.
Oh, I love this pick. I love Wilkins. He's going to be a great fit for Miami.
Yeah, I mean, this guy can blow by tackles. He can get in the backfield, cause a lot of ruckus. He's a smart – God, he's a smart guy, too. Really good academic. He got the academic Heisman, I believe. So, and he can do the splits.
Yeah, and he came out and gave Goodell a big old jump, dry hump midair thing.
I thought it was like a flying elbow smash. He went Jimmy Snuka on that.
Yeah, it was good. Wilkins, I think he's going to be quite the character in the NFL.
Yeah, I think they're going to love him down there in Miami.
Pick 14, another dagger to the heart for Vikings fans. The Falcons nab Chris Lindstrom. It was definitely earlier than expected, but he's good.
Yeah, he's going to be solid. He's going to be, probably 8 to 10 year starter for the Falcons. I thought he was going more the back end of round one. So 14 to me was a little rich for Lindstrom, but when you're getting a starter, longtime starter, maybe there is no price you can put on that.
Yeah, when the Falcons took Lindstrom, I started to get a little scared in my Peter parts because I thought, oh shit, here comes the run on offensive lineman.
Oh, especially when you look at who's picking after that, Redskins, Panthers, and Giants. I thought, God, we're screwed.
Well, thankfully, the Giants passed on an offensive line with their first pick, which pretty much forced the Redskins. They had to take Haskins. Too much value.
Oh, they love them, too.
Yeah, they love them. Redskins got their quarterback. Poor Case Keenum. Probably just take a couple shots.
Did you say pork Case Keenum?
No, I said poor Case Keenum.
Would you pork him?
Nah, he's not my type.
But Dan Bailey is.
Yes, he is. So Redskins got their quarterback of the future at pick 15. That could be a big old steal alert in a couple years.
Yeah, I like it. And, you know, for Redskins to finally have some future at that position, I think is huge for them because they were kind of going nowhere. Carolina Panthers, I thought for sure this was going to be Andre Dillard. It was Brian Burns.
Brian Burns, 20 P's.
Did it burn when you pooped this morning?
No, it just flat out hurt.
Just hurt? Just pain?
It just hurt. So Panthers... Yeah, their defense is much different than a couple years ago. Burns will be a nice addition. Giants, another.
Yeah.
I think Gettleman's just messing with New York. He hates New York for some reason.
There's just no value here. Dexter Lawrence at 17. Again, he's a guy I thought was more of a late first rounder, early second. You know, he's a big run stuffer. To take him at 17, again, was just there's just not a lot of value in that pick with what he's taken.
If you take Daniel Jones at pick 6, all right, gross. Yeah, we got it. But at 17 with your second pick, you better damn well make up for it and just take a sure thing. Take somebody that shouldn't be there. And they flat out, they take Dexter Lawrence.
Or get someone who can help out your young quarterback with a lineman or a weapon.
But look what they got in return for the Beckham trade. Yuck.
Yeah.
Yuck.
It's so gross.
If I'm a Giants fan today, I'm trying to find random things to shove up my ass. I'm so excited or pissed off.
I'm probably going rope shopping.
Oh, no. All right. And then.
Yeah, then it all
Minnesota
happened.
Vikings pick 18.
As expected.
Garrett Bradbury, baby.
Yeah, awesome. Great value. Great. Huge. He fills a huge need for the Vikings. We already talked about it. One thing, though, I think we should bring up with who was there, Bradbury, Dillard, Taylor, Ford was still there.
Noah Fant.
No, yeah, I mean, I was kind of waiting for the name to change. I thought the Vikings maybe were going to trade out of that spot.
Yeah, I think they just wanted their guy. Even when you watch the video clip of when they drafted him, Spielman, the first thing he said was, oh, that was close. So they wanted their guy, and I think they were sweating a little bit.
Yeah, and one of the commentators, too, had said something about guys in the middle 20s are basically pissed right now because the Vikings took Bradbury. So there must have been a pretty hot market for Bradbury we didn't know about.
Yes, Bradbury. He's our boy. He's our steed.
Hell yeah.
Woo!
Very excited. I'm going to...
You're going to what?
I don't know what I was going to say. So Titans, they were after they went, I don't know, this guy was even linked to the Titans, but they went ahead and took Jeffrey Simmons, a D-tackle.
Yeah, and his highlight reel after they drafted him consisted of him beating up a woman in high school. So
after a very serious,
that was really really message. Uplifting video there.
Yeah.
He wasn't linked to the Titans. It was a reach. He's not even going to play this year, his ACL. And it turns out he's a giant turd off the field. So, Titans.
That was in high school. He was in high school.
He didn't beat up women in high school.
But
he
admitted his mistake. He's been upfront about it. I give the kid credit for that. But yeah, you don't beat up women.
Give him credit. Of course he's going to.
Well, I know, but he hasn't done anything since then. He's not going to say, chronic woman beater. There was an incident. This woman was like beating up his sister.
I don't care.
He defended her.
Some guys you don't draft. And especially add that with an ACL.
Well, that in round one at 19.
But yeah, I give the Titans a big old F for that pick. I just want to be very clear.
He's going to be good for him, though.
Even if he didn't have the off-field thing, the ACL, I don't know. I didn't like it. I think the Titans could have gone elsewhere.
Well,
Montez Sweat, come on.
I'm willing to forgive Jeffrey for his past sins.
I'm not. No. Broncos, 20. They traded back.
Yeah.
Noah Fant.
Yeah, I thought this would be Drew Lock here, but they got Noah Fant. At 20, that's a huge value. Great job by the Broncos to get Fant and to get future draft picks, a future first rounder. That's huge.
Yeah, they pretty much, I mean, even if the Broncos would have stayed at 10 and took Fant, I don't think it would have been that crazy of a pick. So to get those picks and him, well done, Denver.
Absolutely. Green Bay Packers, this is one thing I do love when the Packers do this. When they draft secondary, it rarely pans out, and they went ahead and got Darnell Savage.
Yeah, I loved it.
I did too.
I loved it so much.
I loved it
as in I think it sucked.
Yeah, I was not a fan of this move for the Packers. I thought they would have got Aaron Rodgers a weapon in this draft, either at 12 with like a Noah Fant or a receiver here at 21, because they kind of moved around the board a little bit. But they went Darnell Savage. yeah, I mean, you know, he plays balls out. He's a big hitter. But, geez, I don't know. For some reason, it seems like Green Bay is where secondary players go to die.
Yeah, they could have even got like a Andre Dillard or somebody to add to that offensive line, but man, they are totally focused on defense, and they're making that very, very clear. I'm thinking the rest of this draft, the Packers will be looking at offense quite a bit, but I'm glad they pan out, but on paper it looks like turd city.
Yeah, I'm very happy with where the Packers draft went.
Thank you, Packers. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job, Green Bay. Good job.
Thank you. Eagles moved up, and they took Andre Dillard, big old tackle from Washington State.
What, are you talking about Dilly Bar?
I am. And, again, you know, I didn't want him for the Vikings just because I thought it would be too much shuffling if we took a tackle there, especially one who's not really ready to go. But I do think Dillard's future is bright in Philadelphia. He's probably their future left tackle.
Yeah, Dillard's going to be good. Like you said, I just didn't want him on the Vikings. So, well done, Eagles. Houston.
Yeah, this was a surprise here.
Tytus Howard, been a very hot name, very hot name. I actually thought round two was a little bit too high for him. Or not high, but whatever, you get my drift.
Shows what you know.
I know. I know nothing. Houston had to have him. Houston was linked pretty heavily to Cody Ford, but yeah, they went elsewhere, and they got Tytus Howard.
Well, this is when you start to realize something must be up with Jawan Taylor, because there's just too many teams passing on him. And it turns out there is something up with him, and it's his knee.
But, yeah, and at this point of the draft, you got guys like Cody Ford, you got Jawan Taylor, you got Montez Sweat that are starting to fall, and that a lot of value there. But, yeah, they went Tytus Howard.
Yep, and then the next pick, the Raiders, I think they made up for their earlier reach with this expected pick, Josh Jacobs. I think this was always going to happen. It was written in the stars.
Yeah, all three of those Raiders picks, or the back two, Jacobs has always been linked to him. So that was just a, yep, that looks about right.
Yep, and then Ravens, I didn't like this pick. Marquise Brown, wide receiver.
Hollywood.
I'm sorry, he's 180 pounds and he has injury history. I know he's fast, but you're taking an undersized wide receiver who can't seem to be healthy. To me, it's a huge gamble. There is upside here, but man, I don't know. I like the other receivers that are on the board a little bit more.
Yeah, he's kind of just a home run type guy. You know, Ravens do have a really good track record with first round receivers and Rashad Breeland, so that panned out well for him, so hopefully this one does as well.
Yeah, if Green Bay is where secondary goes to die, Baltimore is where wide receivers go to die.
They had Breeland, who turned out to be crap, and I think they had somebody else. Didn't they have somebody else?
Yeah, I feel like there was someone who was just a real turd.
I'm going to have to look this up, but yeah.
Athazi Newsome gone. They're not taking a tight end first round anymore, so...
And then the Redskins get another huge steal. The Redskins really did well in round one. They get Montez Sweat, who there's rumors that he had the heart the size of a chicken or something, but it seems like that it looks all good.
I think it was the cock the size of a chicken.
Or no, shit. What's a chicken make?
That was a good chicken, but you really butchered it when you did a sheep first.
Yeah, I got sheep on the brain.
Yeah, huge. This is a great move. They trade up to get this guy. It makes a lot of sense. He's a top 10 talent. He's got that heart issue, but you know, some say it's not even going to bother him. It's not going to be an issue. So good job, Redskins.
Hopefully. Yeah, Montez Sweat. Holy shit. Pick 26.
I think Redskins really, really improved their team last night. Oakland Raiders, Jonathan Abram, safety. I don't know. I don't know why you need to take a safety there, but there's still like seven that are very good value. They probably could have got one similar skill set in round two, but you know what? They had to have Jonathan Abram.
Yeah, when it comes to the safeties, they're kind of, there's just that little pack there that they're kind of all the same type of value in my mind. And
me too.
They got one of them, so wasn't bad, wasn't great.
No, I mean.
About right.
Yeah, I think there's about six guys who could have gone from 27 to 50, so, and they got one of them.
And then the Chargers take to Tiller.
Your boy.
Jerry Tillery. I'm so glad he's off the board. Not want him.
Yeah, he's like the one player you absolutely hate this year.
I don't hate him. I don't know. I didn't want him. He'll be all right, though. He'll be good.
Yeah, he's going to be. I think he's going to be good. Yeah.
Do you smell it? I smell something again. It smells
a lot like it did last year.
It smells like my hangover shit this morning.
No, that's the Seattle Seahawks taking L.J. Collier, defensive end from TCU.
Oh, God, that's what it is.
Yeah, wow. No one saw this coming. You know, we kind of mentioned with the safeties, there's kind of a group there that, you know, late first to somewhere in the second. There's a group to me of DNs who are strictly second-rounders, and Collier was right in the middle of that. So I think this is about 25 picks too high for me, maybe 30.
I think it's about 25 rounds too early for me.
This guy's Seattle, a second rounder, but
Seattle, leave it to Seahawks every damn year. They just take some dude out of left field in round one all the time.
They don't really understand value. I don't think they understand value, draft boards, where these guys are going to fall.
I guess this is the replacement for Frank Clark. Good luck.
I mean, the guy does got some edge rush ability. I think he's a little bit undersized, but... Yeah, I don't know. He's not a first rounder in my mind.
Yeah, trade back. Just forfeit your pick. I don't know, anything. But that pick reeked.
Did you fart again?
No. What could it be?
The Giants are on the board again.
Oh shit! You're right.
Yeah, more rerun here. Trade up to get cornerback DeAndre Baker. They had to move up to get this guy.
Yeah, and there's still, I mean, God, he was the first corner taken. Greedy Williams is still around. Murphy's
still there. Rocky Sin's still there.
Yeah, they had to get their guy. They got him. I don't even know what they gave up.
I don't either. But, man, it just.
Hopefully they traded Daniel Jones to move up and get him.
Maybe they did. I don't know what the Giants were doing. Hang tight. There's going to be someone there, very similar skill set. If you don't get Baker, you're going to get somebody else. So if you have to have a corner, just hold on to your horses. You'll get one.
I actually do like Baker quite a bit, but if I'm the Giants and I've already made those two turd picks, this is the last team I would expect to go up and get him. So
yeah, I don't. And you know what? I feel the same way about this next pick. Just keep the shit rolling here. Falcons move up to get Caleb McGarry, O-tackle. So now at this point, I'm thinking Juwan Taylor killed somebody or is dead. I don't know what happened because he, I mean, these guys who were three, you know, ranked like three below him are going off the board before this guy. And Caleb McGarry.
Yeah, the Falcons made it very clear that they want to improve their offensive line. So they got Lindstrom and McGarry in round one. You know, McGarry's going to be good. He's straight up right tackle. But, yeah, Juwan Taylor must have cut one of his legs off yesterday evening.
Yeah, McGarry's going to be good. I don't think there's a lot of upside with him. I think he'll be a starting right tackle in the NFL, and I think that's his ceiling. That's where he'll be.
Yeah, he'll be decent. And then we round off round one with the Patriots.
Yeah, a lot of ways they could have gone here.
Yeah, they had to have him.
I thought maybe they'd take the quarterback, but they took N'Keal Harry, the big wide receiver from Arizona State. Not really, you know, the typical Patriots selection.
Yeah, he's I think he's going to have a damn good rookie year for the Patriots. I think he's going to be good. He's going to be a good fit. Like you said, it's usually, I did not expect this pick.
Well, maybe they're trying to replace on the sides of Lawson Gronkowski. I thought they would have took more like the, you know, route runner like A.J. Brown, who's a much more accomplished, you know, receiver who can understand the Patriots offense a little bit better. But, they must have a different plan for Harry, and I think he will fit in well there.
All right, so those are the guys who officially went in round one. Let's talk about some guys that did not go in round one that we expected.
Well, the big one, we talked about him already, Juwan Taylor. I thought this guy was a top 10 pick, and to see him on the board right now, to me, I'm still trying to comprehend it.
Yeah, even if there's something up injury-wise, you know, it's hard to believe that he gets out of round two, even the first half of round two. So I expect him to come off. Cody Ford. Mm-hmm. Another big one. The corners, you know, Greedy Williams, Murphy, they're always looked at the end of round one, but still surprised that they're both still there.
Yeah. And another thing, too, is the receiver talent that's still out there. DK Metcalf, AJ Brown, Hakeem Butler. Those guys I all thought could have been first round picks. To have them all there, and then you still throw in Deebo Samuel, Paris Campbell. There's some Kelvin Harmon. There's some damn good receivers that are going to go off the board here in round two.
Yeah, and the Vikings might have their eyes on a lot of those guys because 18 picks in, I mean, pick 50, there's still going to be somebody there that shouldn't be. Offensive line, we already talked on the big ones, but
we haven't talked about the biggest one yet.
Dalton Reisner is still on the board.
Hell yeah.
Like I said, Cody Ford, Juwan Taylor, some
Eric McCoy is still there.
Fantastic offensive lineman still there.
There is. There's some good D tackles. Draymond Jones is still on the board. D-line, Charles Omenayu is still around. Vikings have been linked to him. He's someone to keep an eye on. And there's a bunch of safeties.
Bunch of corners.
Mac Wilson's still out there.
Mac.
I'd say Blake Cashman, but I don't know where that guy is going to go off the board.
I'm going to say Blake. I'm going to see Cash Money. Cashman goes off the board in around three.
Yeah. It's very possible. So, yeah, just some really some unexpected names still available. Did we say Irv Smith Jr.? He's another guy I think the Vikings will definitely be looking at here in round two if he gets close to them.
Yeah, even Jay Sternberger.
Yeah, I definitely.
Don't write him off for round two when it comes to the Vikings.
Yeah, he's definitely a choice. He's, you know, maybe more of a surprising choice, but I think he's on their radar for sure.
Zach Allen, Greg Little, pretty much every other running back except for Jacob still there.
Yep.
I think round two, round three is going to be honestly more fun to watch in round one. There's going to be a lot of talent there.
Yeah, so I mean, what I'm hoping for in round two is for an early run on corners that push, you know, either a lineman like Reisner to the Vikings or a wide receiver, or a, you know, even tight end Irv Smith to us. You know, someone, you know, an early run that a position we don't really need that gives us someone that we really shouldn't have a shot at.
So, what do you think when it comes to the Vikings round two? What do you think their strategy is going to be?
Well, I think overall it's going to be they're going to identify, you know, like three major needs and just take the best value at that needs. To me, there's kind of equal needs: receiver, you know, defensive tackle, running back. You know, you take the best player of those three that's there.
Yeah, I think they're just going to straight up go best player available. I mean, I think they did squash that huge need offensive line, and if the best player available happens to be another offensive lineman, I think they take him. If it happens to be a linebacker or something that's not as huge of a need, I think they take him. I think they're just going with value here.
Yeah, and, you know, to me, offensive tackle is getting to be a pretty big need because the depth there is very scary. So,
hey, we got Storm Norton, asshole.
That's a storm that usually just leaves a little bit of drizzle.
You owe Storm Norton an apology.
I owe him shit.
Yeah, we're going to have to get an offensive tackle at some point, but I don't think they're going to force it in round two.
I hope not, because, you know, if there's a receiver there like Hakeem Butler and they end up taking someone like Michael Dieter, that would be very heartbreaking.
Dieter the Peter.
Yes, it would.
But yeah, I'd be upset, but probably only for about 30 seconds.
I'm going
I'm going to embrace him immediately.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say we are going to get a player at 50 who 2 days ago we thought was going in round one.
Wow. I think when it comes to the Vikings in round two, Draymond Jones I've been high on with for the Vikings, Deebo Samuel, but really I didn't expect this many receivers to still be on the board, so Deebo might not even be an option because someone better might be there.
Yeah, we could go a different position and still get like a Deebo or Kelvin Harmon in round three. So.
What are you talking, like doggy style or the bulldozer?
No, I was talking like like a tight end or
bad.
How would you feel if like Greedy Williams was there and we took him at 50?
You know, you can't be upset about getting Greedy Williams at 50, even though he's a cornerback and we're sick of it.
And it's
Greedy Williams at pick 50.
And he shot down any visits with teams before the draft. Did you hear that?
He didn't want to go there. He's busy.
Why would you do that?
He had shit to do.
Oh, that's completely freaking mind-boggling.
And can we talk about that one outfit? Who the hell was it? Was it Rashawn Gary? Who was wearing that prom dress looking thing?
Like the white thing?
Yeah.
Was it Devin Bush?
Yeah, it was Devin Bush.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I don't even know what it was, like MC Hammer outfit. I don't know what the hell you call that thing.
I don't know. But that had to be addressed.
How about when they're showing the pictures of the guys in their suits, and I think it was Byron Murphy, and he didn't have a shirt on. And everybody else is like standing there with the dress, and he's just got his old...
He worked on that body. He wanted to show it off.
It didn't even look that good.
All right, so give me your Viking mock draft round two pick right now.
I'm going to go Irv Smith Jr., tight end held down.
Wow. That's good.
I'm going. How about you?
I am actually going to get a little crazy here. I am going to say Hakeem Butler.
Wow. I would be so, so happy with that.
Yeah. I think there's just so much other talent out there that some guy like that is going to get pushed down. And I think there's going to be a lot more trades in round two just with all these guys there. People are going to want to get up and get them.
Yeah, especially early. I think this is where, you know, teams get to think about overnight, think of who they want, how can we get them. They got that 24 hours to work on it. So, yeah, I think especially the first eight picks, I mean, there could be a lot of movement there.
I see we come out of today with an offensive player and a defensive player. We're going to split it up a little bit.
I'm
going
to say we go offense twice.
Wow.
Yeah.
How can we get Blake Cashman if we go offense twice? What, are we going to put him at fullback? He's got to come home.
Yeah, I don't know.
And if we get Dalton Risner somehow today, I'm going to paint this town red.
Oh, my God. Same color as your pubes.
It's true.
All right. So, two more Vikings should be joining the team today unless we trade out or something like that. So, that's exciting. That's always exciting.
Yes, sir. So, before we wrap this up, who is the big winner out of day one in your mind?
To me, the big winner is the Washington Redskins to get their future quarterback and a pass rusher who, you know, could be a double-digit sack guy. That's absolutely huge. All right, so I'm going to flip the script here for you. I gave you the winner. How about you give me the biggest freaking loser?
Well, I think we all know who the loser is.
I have no idea who you're going to say.
This loser had three picks, and each one of them were covered in shit.
Oh, my gosh. Shit picks.
They were shit picks. It's the Giants, that front office. Shame on you. Turd, turd, turd. If this was round two, they would have had a hell of a draft. But unfortunately, it was round one. And the worst part is, like I said earlier, that they give up Beckham for these picks. Jesus.
Yeah.
This is what you walk away with? What hope does New York have? Pat Shurmur, if I was him, I would retire and come back to the Vikings and be like a tight ends coach or something.
Yeah, it's not good. I'm actually excited to see what they do next. See if they can get even grosser. I hope they can. All right, guys. Hey, it's draft weekend. You'll be drinking a lot of beer, eating a lot of food. At some point, at least try to get out and go for a short little walk, do some push-ups, maybe some sit-ups. Do something, because come Monday morning, all the fun is really going to hurt. It's going to hurt your belly.